The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 41. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal seed and one of the chief officers of the king, and 10 men with him, came to Jedaliah the son of Ahikam to Mizpah, and there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael the son of Nethaniah arose and the 10 men who were with him, and struck Jedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan with the sword, and slew him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also slew all the Jews who were with him, to wit, with Jedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war. And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Jedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with meal offerings and frankincense in their hand, to bring them to the house of Yahweh. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Jedaliah the son of Ahikam." And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among those who said to Ishmael, "Don't slay us, for we have stores hidden in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey." So he forbore and did not slay them among their brothers. Now the pit in which Ishmael cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain was the cistern of Jedaliah. This was the one that Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel. Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with those who were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the remnant of the people who were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people who remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had committed to Jedaliah the son of Ahikam. Ishmael the son of Nethaniah carried them away captive, and departed to go over to the sons of Ammon. But when Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces who were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Jibon. Now it came to pass that, when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces who were with him, then they were glad. So all the people who Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned about and came back, and went to Johanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the sons of Ammon. Then Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces who were with him took all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after he had slain Jedaliah the son of Ahikam, to wit, the men of war and the women and the children and the eunuchs whom he had brought back from Jibon. And they departed and dwelt in Jeruth-Chimam, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt because of the Chaldeans. For they were afraid of them, because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had slain Jedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor over the land.